B-Pod Studios.
On the line with us right now from phillyvoice.com, Jimmy Kemsky. Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
What's up, guys? How are you?
All right.
We're doing excellent, man. So we're kicking around all things Carson now. We spoke with Adam Schefter on Wednesday. He told us he feels like something's going to go down right around training camp. What's your feeling for Carson Wentz's contract and when that could all come to fruition?
Before we get to that, can I give you my beach pet peeve?
Oh, by all means, first? Jimmy. Oh, absolutely. But yeah, go right ahead.
I have two. I actually have like 20, but I have two that really are peeve.
Go ahead. What are your beach pet peeves? Yeah, sure.
Is I like to park myself, you know, pretty close to the water. So like I'll go where the water is just barely, you know, reaching my feet when like the biggest, you know, shore breakers come in.
Okay.
And then you get some idiot that'll sit right in front of you. Like, get out of here.
Yeah. You and Jamie Lynch,
on that boat.
You are on very much the same page.
That one's already been said?
No, but it's a good one. It's worth repeating. We said it maybe, I don't know, half hour ago. It needs to be said again. That is a great one.
Beach property squatters, Jimmy. No need for them.
Then my other one is, I don't know if they have this at all the Jersey Shores, but in Long Beach Island, they have, you know, the flags where you got to stay within the flags. And if you venture outside of the flag, every now and again, when you're in the water, this is, when you venture outside the flag, every now and again, you'll get this really overzealous lifeguard who will, like, be whistling and screaming at you to stay in the flags. I'm 41 years old. I don't need some kid that can't even legally buy a beer screaming at me because I'm 5 yards outside the flag.
Well, he doesn't want to have to come save your life,
I'm against
man.
You on that one, Jimmy.
Yeah, he doesn't want to
he's
come
saving
get you.
Your life. Jimmy. Trey used to be a lifeguard. Oh, tell him,
yeah,
Trey.
Yeah, I used to be a lifeguard. I don't want to have
saving
to come
lives.
Out. Yeah. Who wants to give mouth to mouth, man? I mean, come on, man. I mean,
Jimmy, would you say you're a strong swimmer?
Yeah, sure.
I grew up
in the Jersey Shore, so yeah.
Okay, all right. So my man knows what he's doing when he's in the water. All right.
I hope that doesn't come off as braggy, but that's just the reality.
Yeah, easy on being so you know so confident.
So he knows to swim at an angle to get back to shore.
That's true. There you
right.
go.
Right.
Look at that. We're saving lives, all of us now.
Man, there we go.
Now, Jimmy, I gotta say those are two great beach pet peeves that people need to be aware of while they head to the beach for Memorial Day weekend. We appreciate that. Spin it to football real quick. As I asked you, Carson Wentz's contract, when it comes to eventually coming to fruition, when do you see that happening?
Well, like you mentioned, there are pros and cons to it. So, I don't know. I don't know when it'll get done or if it'll get done. But as you mentioned, you know, if you sign him now, maybe you get a little bit of a discount. I did hear you kind of kicking around what the price on that might be. I'd be shocked if it isn't over $30 million
wow.
right now. Yeah, right now.
Hmm.
So I think he's going to get at least 30. If you wait a year and he has the kind of season that he had in 2017, where he was most likely going to be the MVP before he tore his ACL and LCL, if he has a season like that, but, you know, finishes it through where he doesn't get hurt and have his season ended, he's going to make way more than 30.
Oh, yeah.
So there's the difference between now and then. He's going to count for like 8.5 on the cap this year. Next year, if they don't get anything done, he's on the fifth year option at like $23 million. So, I mean, there is a savings, I guess, if you do wait a year to get it done. But I think they'd be smart to just get it done now, get it wrapped up, even if it is around $30 million. You know, you do run the risk, obviously, of him getting injured again and he winds up like not being your franchise quarterback as you thought he was going to be. I think the likelihood of that is relatively low.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think that these quarterback contracts are only going to continue to balloon because of obviously the value of the position on a football team.
Speaking with Jimmy Kemsky from the phillyvoice.com. So, Jimmy, the other part of this with the injury from 2 years ago now was that he was wearing the knee brace all throughout last year. No knee brace in OTA so far. Was that at all a surprise to you?
A little bit. I think he couldn't wait to get that off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I've never worn one over a long period of time, but I understand that they are pretty uncomfortable, especially, you know, if you're not like, if you're a guy that's going to be running around a little bit. So, I think he's happy to get that off. I think he's happy to not need it anymore. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see if his mobility will be back to what it was in 2017 as opposed to what it was last year when it was clearly not the same as it was when he had that great season.
Anything jump out to you overall with OTAs? I know I loved just watching Carson throw to Deshaun and seeing that happen. Anything jump out to you?
Yeah, Wentz looked good. If we're talking about him, he looked like he normally does, and you know he looks great in practice. Usually, he had one great post corner throw to Ertz that was on the money, 30, 40 yards out. Otherwise, there were a lot of guys that were missing, either just because they're skipping OTAs or they're still injured or you know recovering from off season surgery. There are a few small things that I guess are noteworthy.
Mm-hmm.
If this does anything for you. Halepulavati Vaitai was getting first team reps at right guard.
Mm-hmm.
He's an option there instead of Stefan Wisniewski if Brandon Brooks isn't ready for the start of the season. They had Jordan Mailata cross training at right tackle. He was only playing left tackle last year. Again, that's not all that exciting. But that's just kind of how OTAs go. There's just, you know, there's not a lot of action going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy, that was going to be my question to you. We talk about this offense and how explosive it may be. Deshaun Jackson and obviously all the other things that you had. But now you have a new backfield. How much do you think they're going to come into play and how do you think that's going to work out as the season goes along?
Well, to answer the first part about Deshaun, I think he's going to be a major factor this year. And it doesn't even matter if he puts up big numbers or not because he's a guy that opposing defenses legitimately have to respect. I mean, in the past, or last year specifically, really, they didn't really have that guy that could stretch the field and kind of take the top off the defense. And the mere threat of that is going to pull those safeties back a little bit, which is going to help all the underneath zones and open up space for guys like Ertz and Alshon Jeffrey and Nelson Aguilar and Dallas Goedert. It'll even help the running game as well, too, because, you know, you won't have packed boxes as much because, again, you got to respect him beating over the top. So I think his presence alone, even, and I think he's going to put up decent numbers. I think they are going to hit on some deep throws, but his presence alone is going to open up a lot of things on that offense. I think it's a very, it's kind of weird to say, but it's almost kind of like a forgotten signing. It's like, hey guys, remember they signed him in March. Like he's kind of a big deal to this team in this offense, in my opinion. And he's almost been kind of forgotten because we went through the draft and all that. And then you see like NFL articles out there saying, you know, underrated moves or here moves that are going to be big impact for teams. And he's almost never mentioned. And I don't understand why. I think he's going to be a big part of this team. I asked about the running backs too and how that's going to kind of unfold. You know, they have Jordan Howard. I think he's going to kind of be the early, guy that kind of gets the bulk of the carries early in the season. They'll work in Miles Sanders. What Miles Sanders is going to have to do is prove that he can catch passes out of the backfield. He did that a little bit at Penn State, but he only had the one season there, obviously, you know, playing behind Saquon Barkley for a couple of years. So they think he can do it, but it's just a matter of can he actually do it or not? And then pass pro is going to be an issue. If he can't pass protect, then he's not going to be on the field all that much, especially on third down, at least early in the season. So Deuce Staley's going to have to get him up to speed in pass protection. So those are the two things that he's going to have to correct. And then also he's got to not put the ball on the ground. He had a lot of fumbles at Penn State. He fumbles the ball, he puts the ball on the ground, and you know, he's not going to play at all, obviously. So these are three things that he kind of has to fix in order to be on the field. But I think their running back rotation is going to be a lot better this year than it was last year with Howard and Miles Sanders. And then, you know, hopefully Corey Clement will be back and healthy by the time the season begins.
Tell me this, how did Dillard look out there?
He's good, right? First of all, the first thing that you notice is his athleticism. And, you know, he's not the biggest tackle. He's, you know, yeah, perfectly adequate size, but you know, you look at his combine measurables and they're very impressive. You look at his college tape and you can see how well he moves around.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really see it on the first day of OTAs, how well he moves. And I think he's going to be, but there's no question in the coaching staff's mind about his ability to pass protect. It's going to be a matter of, you know, what can he bring you in the run game? And even if he's not like a mauler, he's not going to, you know, push tons of linemen, you know, mm-hmm. off the ball against their will. What he will be really good at is getting out in space, kind of pulling and getting around the edge and getting to the second level. So I think he's going to be a very good player in the NFL.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Now, was he your start? Because I know JP isn't there. So was he? Who was the left tackle?
He was the first team left tackle.
First team. Okay.
Wow. It was pretty wild. I was down there watching practice and all that stuff. And Jimmy, I read your top 10 guys you can't afford to get injured this year.
Yes.
When you look at that on Philly Voice, you don't have to give me your top one. I just give you the tease there. What was one of your top five?
I'll just give you the top five.
Okay. All right, go give it away, sure.
They didn't quit for 6 to 10. It was Wentz, 1.
Yeah.
Fletch Cox, 2. Lane Johnson, 3. Malcolm, 4. And I think I had Kelsey, 5.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing earth here. Yeah. Nothing earth shattering there.
Gotcha. Yeah, I see why you gave it away. Never mind. No, but last thing I want to ask you before I ask another fun thing of you. Malcolm Jenkins, does it linger or is he back?
I think he's back. It's just a matter of how long it takes, and they should pay him. You look at what safety's got paid in free agency this year, and actually it's been a while since safety's got paid in free agency, but there was an explosion of that this year. Tyrann Mathieu's got $14 million a year. Landon Collins got $14 million a year. Earl Thomas got close to $14 million. Malcolm Jenkins, when he signed his contract, it was an average value per year of, I think, like 8.7. So he's making roughly 60% of what those guys are making, and he can see what's going on there. He's 31 years old. He knows that, you know, a big contract isn't coming when it's up in 2 years when he's 33. So he's a guy that's looking to get paid now, and I can't fault him for that whatsoever. I know a lot of people kind of say, well, you signed this contract, so you should honor it. Well, yeah, okay, that's fine and good, but teams cut you when you're underperforming on your contract, so I have no problem with players trying to get more when they overperform.
All right, Jimmy Kamsky, PhillyVoice.com. Did you see David Bakhtiari challenging Aaron Rodgers last night?
I did.
Chunk face. Your thoughts on that, Jimmy?
Well, personally speaking, I put myself in the middle of those two guys. I could never beat David Bakhtiari in a starting contest, but I would destroy Aaron Rodgers, clearly.
Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers and I would actually be neck and neck for being terrible at chugging beers. I'll admit, I'm awful. I'll drink a fifth of Jack Daniels and not even break a sweat, right? But when it comes to
I was at the airport you do in Dallas, my friend.
That's right. That's right. I held out just a bit longer for that that little bonus. You know, I ended up giving that. I ended up getting a $900. Did I tell you this? I got a $900 travel voucher.
Oh, did you really? They upped it to 900.
They upped it to 900, Jimmy, because I know how to hold out. You think Malcolm Jenkins knows how to hold out? I know how to hold out, my friend. No, I gave it to my parents, you know, because it's a nice Christmas gift, not for nothing. But no, that's right. We had a quote-unquote medicinal drink before the flight.
At 7 a.m.
At 7 a.m. So who do you think would win the chugging contest on the Eagles? Lane Johnson has already challenged. Lane Johnson has already challenged Carson Wentz.
And how do you think that would play out?
That's no contest. Lane would destroy him, I would think. I'll give you the other guy who I think, Jason Kelce. I mean, we saw his mummer speech.
That's a good point.
So
yeah,
I think
that's a very solid one right there.
Yeah, I think he is the champion within the champions there.
I love the Philadelphia Eagles. Let me get a hell yeah!
Oh,
yeah, Kelsey's winning.
Yeah, that guy's chugged a beer or two in his day.
Yeah, definitely.
Jimmy, last thing for you, because this is Jamie Lynch. He's got this question for everybody because he has him on a milk carton. Jamie, go ahead, ask Jimmy.
Jimmy, is Matt Collins ever going to play football again?
Yeah, it's crazy. Somebody asked Doug about him specifically, and he said he's still rehabbing, which is crazy. I don't know if it's a matter of, you know, people are mad at Mac for that. I don't know if it's Mac so much as it is the Eagles training staff, which has him under fire and maybe rightfully so over the last year or two. But it was really just a sports hernia, and I think he had at least one surgery on that.
Yeah, last February. So we're going on 15 months of his surgery.
He should be recovered by now, obviously, but obviously he isn't. And I don't know, we'll see. I mean, they drafted J.J. Arcega-White, so I don't think that's a reaction to Mac Collins not being around. But, you know, certainly they are covered there at the fourth wide receiver. He's not ready to go.
All right. Jimmy Kempsky, PhillyVoice.com. Always great catching up with you, and I look forward to chugging a beer or two with you, or another Jack Daniels, whatever.
Likewise, man.
Thanks, buddy. Jimmy Kempsky, ladies and gentlemen, PhillyVoice.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.